The Sea Gypsies are nomadic people who live in a group of tropical islands in Myanmar and off the west coast of Thailand. A wandering water tribe, they learn to swim before they learn to walk and live over half their lives in boats on the open sea. They survive by harvesting clams and sea cucumbers. Their children dive down, often 30 feet beneath the water's surface, and pluck up their food, and have done so for centuries. By learning to lower their heart rate, they can stay underwater twice as long as most swimmers. They do this without any diving equipment. But what distinguishes these children is that they can see clearly at great depths, without goggles. Most human beings cannot see clearly underwater because as sunlight passes through water, it is bent so that light doesn't land where it should on the retina. Anna Gislen, a Swedish researcher, studied the sea gypsies' ability to read placards underwater and found that they were more than twice as skillful as European children. The gypsies learned to control the shape of their lenses and, more significantly, to control the size of their pupils, contracting them 22%. This is a remarkable finding because human pupils reflexively get larger underwater, and pupil adjustment has been thought to be a fixed inborn reflex controlled by the brain and nervous system. This ability of the sea gypsies to see underwater isn't the product of a unique genetic endowment. Gislen has since taught Swedish children to contract their pupils to see underwater. This is one instance of the brain and nervous system showing unexpected training effects that alter what was thought to be a hardwired, unchangeable circuit.